Welcome to the next episode of the podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We begin, as we usually do, with a word of prayer. O Lord God, we pause before you. We want to clear away from our minds and our hearts anything that's cluttering them up and hindering us today from really coming to your words and hearing from you. Clear away the clutter and help us to discern your voice. And in hearing your voice, we pray that we would respond to it so that our lives are transformed, so that the issues that are going round in our minds, Lord, you come to us and you speak into those things in your transforming power. We look to you today, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're reading today from Matthew chapter 28 and verses 16 to 20. Down the ages in the church, these verses have gained the name the Great Commission. But as a number of people have said, this is not original to me. Perhaps they have become the Great Omission. The Great Commission stands as a challenge to us. We know that it's important. But do we omit these verses, practically speaking, from our lives and our discipleship? Let's hear the challenge, but also very much the encouragement from God's word today. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Well, let's hear that challenge and let's take it into our lives and not smooth out what God is saying to us. We are called, each and every one of us, to disciple-making mission in the power of the Holy Spirit. This isn't something for a special class of people, those who are called evangelists. Yes, evangelism is a special gift that God does give to particular people. But we are all called to be witnesses to what God has done for us and the glorious gospel that can transform people's lives. So let's hear this challenge and let's resolve to respond to it today. But I have a thought about these verses, and it's that we often get them wrong. We hear the challenge, and it's very important that we do, but we miss the encouragement that is here. Maybe you've heard sermons on these verses, and it's a bit of a, well, what I've heard called as an evangelism beat-up sermon. We get verbally battered by these words, and the preacher might say, "This is so important, we're not doing it, we should be doing it." Might say again that it's vital, "Amen, and may the grace of God be with you." Something like that. And we feel guilty, but we are not really enabled and equipped to respond to something that is so important. And so what I want to do is point out especially two encouragements in these wonderful verses. And the first encouragement is that Jesus' commission comes to those who doubt. And that's an amazing thing. You'd think that the disciples by this point would not be doubting. Jesus is risen from the dead. He has appeared to them in his resurrection power. They know that he's alive. And yet some of them still doubt. And that shouldn't really surprise us so much, because we doubt as well. We fall and fail and stumble. We get things wrong. And we think, well, God can't really use us. Certainly not in evangelism. Certainly not in sharing my faith. I'm not a good enough Christian to do that, because I doubt and stumble. Well, the good news, the encouragement is that Jesus' commission comes to people such as us, people who doubt, people who get things wrong. Jesus doesn't sweep his disciples away and say, I've had enough of you terrible lot, I'm going to choose some different people to share my message. It's too important to trust in you. No, no, his commission comes to these doubting disciples, and his commission comes to us today. If you think that God can't use you, be encouraged, because the commission comes to those who doubt. And the second encouragement is that we don't have to do this on our own. The wonderful promise that is tied to this commission, that as we put these words into practice in the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus will be with us by that same Spirit always to the very end of the age. Sometimes when we're seeking to share our faith, it can be a really scary place, and yet God is with us. There's a story that comes from the Native Americans of North America, and how, as it used to be, in an initiation ceremony for some of the young men, they would have to stand in a clearing overnight, as they thought, on their own, with very little with which to defend themselves. And you can imagine the young man standing there in the middle of this clearing. Darkness has fallen, and there are all the noises of the night, the animals moving around. What is that? That crack of a twig? Is it something dangerous? Is it going to attack me? And the young chap thinks that he is completely alone. But assuming that he's able to go through with this task, this challenge, he remains in the clearing, and suddenly the light of dawn comes. And he sees over to the side a shadowy figure. And he recognizes his father, and he realizes that without having known it, his father's been there the whole night, ready to spring into action, ready to defend if the young person is attacked. So it is with God. We can think that we are alone. We can think that we're alone in sharing our faith. And yet God is right there with us by the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and see us through. There are many opportunities to share our faith in these days. There is a renewed interest, I believe, in the things of God. Let's be encouraged to press into these verses and take this wonderful theology and make it autobiography, make these verses the banner over our lives. To do that, we need to hear the challenge, but we also need to receive the wonderful encouragements that God uses people who doubt, and he is with us as we go. this morning as we pray together. I'm just going to encourage you to think of three people that you believe that God might be calling you to witness to. Depending on your circumstances, you might pick a family member and a work colleague and a friend. But however you configure the three people, see if you can think of three and hold them in your mind as I lead us in prayer. Lord, we thank you for each one of the three people that we're thinking about. We thank you that they are deeply loved by you, that your Son, the Lord Jesus, died for them and rose again for them and wants to have a saving relationship with them, wants to give them the abundant life that we ourselves have received. We pray that you would work in their hearts, softening them, so that when the gospel seed comes, it's able to penetrate deeply into what has become good soil. And we ask that you would strengthen us, people who doubt, people who get things wrong, people who see themselves in these first disciples. Strengthen us, come to us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and be with us as we share our faith in these challenging days, but nevertheless days that are full of opportunity for the gospel. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.